What do you want to talk about? Introduce
your
guests.
Today we have a couple guests today. You know, we've invited, well, first off, we should say this. Michael LaMonaco was just in here, and it was his birthday. So we got to say, happy birthday, Michael LaMonaco of OST. How are you?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
We won't do the how old are you. I think he's one of those 40 under 40 people, too, which is like...
He's a winning man.
When people are over 40, they say it with a little bit of like a bite in their teeth. They kind of bite down a little bit. Say, oh, he's one of those 40 under 40 people. You know? Those over 40 do this. You'll know what it's like.
I was 40 under 40 many years ago.
Oh, so you're over 40 now, Jorge.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, all right. He's not going to come out because of ageism is real. We know that. Anyways, we have Jorge Gonzalez of Stark Garden with us today. You heard a little bit from him. But we also have Molly Singletary. Did I get that right?
You did.
Okay, great. And she's with Creative Mornings GR. And we're going to kick off with her today because we got two guests. And we want to cover a lot of room, a lot of time here. We want to use up with two great stories. Mm-hmm. So, Molly, let's start off with Creative Mornings. I know you're featured in Rapid Growth today. It's our first issue coming back into the new year. So tell me, what is Creative Mornings GR and how does it hook up to a bigger movement maybe?
Sure. So Creative Mornings Grand Rapids is a monthly breakfast lecture series. We get together every month and we feature a different creative person every month based on a theme that's chosen for us from the global chapters. There's 180 different chapters throughout the world. It was started in 2008 with Tina Roth Eisenberg. She's a Swiss Miss Online. She's a famous graphic designer and wonderful entrepreneur. So it's a really great community of people, and it doesn't just fit like just graphic designers or just web developers or just photographers. It brings everyone together. So it's a really wonderful group of people, and you get free coffee and free breakfast, so people really like us.
How much does it cost to attend?
It's free.
Wait, so free to attend?
Yes.
Free coffee, that gets me out of bed right away.
Exactly.
But free breakfast?
Yep.
What? Have you gone?
Okay. I'm there.
Okay,
like
so
it,
we're going to the next place.
Yeah, you guys will be like,
can we go?
You'll
can
be
we
on the VIP list, but everyone's
welcome. I don't want to be a VIP, though, because VIP, you know, they're the ones who get shot first when the revolution comes. I just want to be Tommy.
You'll be the regular.
And Jorge will be Jorge. We're going to show up for breakfast. But who do you attract to come out to Creative Mornings?
Everyone.
That's pretty general.
It's a pretty general group. We have about 1,600 people in our, kind of on our listserv and in the community of people who've at least attended one event. And it's truly by word of mouth. We just kind of tell people to come to these events. Whoever the speaker is will tell their friends, and it just keeps growing.
So how you said it happens once a month. Now,
yes.
I'm assuming it happens in the morning. How early
yes.
in the morning? Can you tell
8:30.
Me?
8:30. So it's
Gosh. Thank God for creative people running meetings. I'm just going to tell you, if you were going to say 7 a.m. or 6:30, I was going to say no creative people will show up, really.
Oh, exactly. No, thanks. And kind of nice thing about
except
it is
Shelley.
That there are yeah right Shelley you can come
thank you,
with them.
You
can come around.
There's an anomaly in every family there's one, you know what I mean, wink wink.
Yeah. But we found that there's a lot of evening events for creatives, and there's always a lot, like you kind of go through your calendar and you're like, I don't know if I can fit everything in, but for mornings you don't really have any events going on. So from 8:30 to 10 o'clock you kind of get people, either some people come from work and some people go to work following the event, so it kind of just depends. But it's a really nice just kickoff to your morning. And it's always on Fridays. Every once in a while we have it different than that. Like this coming month, we'll be on a Thursday.
Fridays are good days too.
Yes.
I mean, I'll be honest. It's like, you know, Mondays, Tuesdays are really rough for most people because it's like you're kind of digging out from the weekend with
yep.
all the emails you got to go through on Monday. Tuesday, you kind of hit your stride. Wednesday, you're thinking about hump day.
Mm-hmm.
You get to Thursday, it's like, okay, I got to wrap this stuff up because the weekend's coming. But Friday, you're probably on your game at that point. So
yeah.
you can go in a little later.
Yes,
so
everyone's in a great mood. Yes,
I mean, is it an hour? Is it timed? I mean,
yeah, it's about an hour and a half. We usually kick people out the doors by 10 o'clock, so they're on their way back to work. And it's nice. It's about a 20 to 25 minute talk with a speaker. We give enough time to mingle and drink your coffee and eat breakfast and get to know people. And then we do a Q&A after. And then you know we're usually done by about 9:45. So,
what are your rules for Q&As? Do people ask questions that you make that like like, I have a question, but they really have a statement, which sounds like, I wish I was on the panel, but I'm not.
So yeah, I just kind of want to stand up here. Yeah.
We've all been in that spot, exactly. Haven't we? Where we're on stage with that microphone. Do you hold on to the microphone when you do your Q&A?
Yeah, yes.
Smart person.
I do.
Very smart.
Yes. And honestly, I leave it open. We haven't had any too inappropriate questions. My first time hosting, no one asked questions. I get up there and I'm like, so, you know, that was a great event. Who has questions? And it was just crickets. And I was like, all right, so I guess that was a perfect talk.
Yeah.
It covered everything.
Don't ask questions.
Yes, that is correct.
They just make a lot of noise, but they don't really have anything to say. No. So tell me about, this has been happening for how long in West Michigan now?
Almost 4 years. We'll turn four in June.
So mm-hmm. You had to get permission to have a chapter. Does every chapter have to go through that? Do they treat Grand Rapids like special ed?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone has to, but we had to pull a few extra strings because they thought we were too small.
Really?
So, yeah, they just didn't know that we had the community that we did. You know, a lot of the chapters are in, like, New York and London, Berlin, L.A. They're in big
Grand
cities.
Rapids.
And then we're like, hi, we're the little chapter.
Now, how do we size up, though? I mean, do you all talk? Do you get together like a meetup or something?
Yeah.
You hang out online, Google Hangouts or something, and just kind of discuss how it's going? Do you get together how often with
your international team? We have a Slack channel that we're always bouncing ideas off of each other, which is really wonderful because some of the people have been doing it for quite a few more years than I have, and then some people are brand new and they have no idea what they're getting into. So we just bounce off ideas and share a lot of files on there. It's really wonderful. So if someone created something really beautiful graphically, they'll share it with someone else. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Another question I have for you is, this happens on Fridays once a month. Is it like a set Friday it happens so everybody knows it's like the second Friday or first Friday or third, I guess?
Usually it's the end of the month. It's either the third or fourth. And we kind of give a little bit of wiggle room based on the speakers.
Sure.
Like this month we have it on a Thursday because we have an art therapist, which I'm really excited about. And she always has clients Friday mornings. So it just would never have worked for her if she had to do it on a Friday.
So who are some of the people mm-hmm. who've spoken to the audience?
Yeah. We've had a really wide variety. Like Mayor Bliss spoke for us 2 years ago. Steve Frick home at the creative director or the old creative director at Herman Miller spoke. We had Kimberly Wolting. She's a designer at Atomic Object. Spoke a few months ago.
Yeah, and she talked. Was it on the topic of
compassion?
Compassion, mm-hmm. which is a really fascinating topic.
It was wonderful. Yeah, we get these topics in advance from the. Everyone gets to pick, like, I don't know when Grand Rapids will get to choose the theme of the month, but they're based off of every chapter's picks. So compassion came to us, and I know Kimberly as a friend, too, as well as know all of her work with Design for Good and just everything she's done and knew she'd be a really good pick. So
nice. So mm-hmm. one last question for you before we pivot over to Star Gardens Jorge here. Tell me real quick here, when I hear the word Creative Mornings GR, I assume that because of where I live and our focus on design, and we have a very active AIGA chapter here, mm-hmm. how do you define, you know, you say it's welcome to everyone, but it's Creative Mornings GR. Mm-hmm. What is it people are coming to get out of this? I mean, because obviously mm-hmm. when you're a designer, you go to a designer theme thing. When I hear the word creative, mm-hmm. I think of arts. I think of like people who work in design. So you say everybody's welcome, but the themes are organized around what?
So they are usually organized around creative speakers, but our manifesto says everyone is creative, everyone is welcome. So basically what they are is a source of inspiration. And that truly means that anyone can come and be inspired for their day or their week or their month, whatever kind of source of creativity they find from these events, they're going to take it with them. So they might meet people and get to know wonderful people that they might not have known before, but kind of purely for inspiration.
Great. Mm-hmm. Let's pivot to Start Garden. Start Garden is having Start a really Garden. Busy year, but I think before we start, I think what's really important, Jorge, and you're one of the four directors now there, because you guys are so busy, it needs four of you to run that organization,
That's right.
Is good.
Yeah.
It's good. You need four people. So for people who don't know what Start Garden is, do you guys have like a elevator pitch? I know it's kind of a class thing to say. Elevator pitches means you get in the elevator, but how do you describe it to people when you say where you work? What you do?
Well, I mean, not necessarily an elevator speech, Tommy, but basically, startup basically says what we do, Start Garden. So we help entrepreneurs and people with ideas, you know, to get started. So we help startups. to get on the ground. And we actually do it through different forms of capital, whether if it's, you know, financial capital, social capital, intellectual capital, or as far as our space, infrastructure capital. So different forms of capital, but all with the mind of helping startup companies.
And I think people forget that, that they think they just need dollars to make something work, but really you need a whole support system of infrastructure infusion, not just cash.
Right.
You need all those things to be there in place.
So, and as I'm listening to Molly, and I'm glad, you know, that she's talking about, you know, the events that she has going on, because that's right. Part of what we do at Star Garden is also create that atmosphere, create an environment where we have the space where you can network and get to know other people, because just as it is important, you know, to have money, it's important to know, you know, how, what to do with that money. And sometimes, you know, mentors, guides, coaches, whatever you want to call it, but someone that has gone through that journey already can kind of tell you, you know, like, this is, you know, what, how you need to do this. So those networking events, Molly, that you're talking about are very, very important, you know, for us to connect, you know, startups and entrepreneurs with people that have done that already.
That's really, that's a great point, because this is a culture, I would say, from being here. I moved here in 81, so I'll just out myself. I've been here a while. And I will say that there has not always been opportunities. There's been a lot of mystery around how you advance here. So it's good to see that we have organizations that allow people to walk through the door. But you have a new program that just launched this this last week called 100 Ideas. And maybe just talk a little bit about that. What is going on in Grand Rapids? I know the Community Foundation is a big supporter of this, Grand Rapids Community Foundation. And Shelley had, I believe, Diana Seeger on here to talk about it about a week or so ago.
Yes, she comes on every month, actually.
Okay,
yes.
So Diana was on here to talk about it. But let's talk about the impetus for the idea.
Well, I don't know if our listeners, Shelley, know basically how Star Garden started. But Star Garden, you know, originated 5 years ago. A Rick DeVos initiative, and basically injecting money into high tech, high growth. And it was very successful, came up with a portfolio of high tech companies, you know, that really transformed the landscape here in Grand Rapids in West Michigan. So with that model in mind, what we're doing now is the 100 initiatives. We're saying, if we were able to do that for the high tech, high growth, what can we do for the rest of the community? What can we do for the, you know, neighborhood businesses, the business districts? What can we do for the mom and pop, the lifestyle, the retail? You know, that we're opening up the opportunities, once again, to those forms of capital for everyone in the neighborhoods. And hence, you know, we'll talk about the 100 ideas. Just to give you a little bit of background, we started January 4th. We're opening it up to everybody in the community, and 100 days, $100,000 is the initial first phase of it. But definitely there's more to come in 2018.
So when we talk about opening up to the community, which I think is really fascinating, because in the early days, and this is more just kind of like based upon where activities happen, but you see people who are looking to start something will seek out those centers where there's opportunities. And we're now starting to have those places in Grand Rapids that are more readily available and out there about what's available, what they can offer a young entrepreneur, or not just young, but anybody with a good idea, you know, like taking that forward. But now we're at that point now where we probably have a good command of that audience already. Like, they kind of know who we are. They know who Star Garden is. They know what other groups are in the area. But there is this need to kind of change, back to your point about culture change, you know, we need to kind of change that culture in Grand Rapids to create one of opportunity, where people say, I just need to try an idea. I need to try something. There's something beautiful about experimentation. And experimentation sometimes will lead to success, and then that leads to maybe a change of life. So when you say you're expanding into the community, how are you doing that?
And before I answer that, Tommy, I think what you just said, something, experimentation leads to success. Well, sometimes experimentation leads to failure. And that's what we're also opening the doors to, you that if you have an idea, and historically marginalized communities may have great ideas, but did not have the resources or the opportunities to, you know, go ahead and tinker with that idea. So, we are saying, okay, we are going to give you our money for you to go ahead and play, you know, do some research, do whatever you need to do with that idea. And if it fails, so what? It failed. You did not lose your 401k. You did not lose your savings. You did not lose the equity in your house. You did not fail as an individual. And that's basically the whole purpose of why we're doing this. As far as the 100 ideas, that we're opening up doors to historically communities that did not have opportunities, you know, to those resources. We know and we have seen, especially with my background, you know, working in economic development at the grassroots level, that historically there was nothing for us, you know, and I'm talking about inner city neighborhoods, and I'm talking about the community at large, that, you know, while some groups had access, you know, to the rich uncle or to the, you know, to the banks because they're bankable or had access to equity, some of us don't have that. So we might have a great idea, but that's about it. We have no way to move it forward. And this is what the 100 Ideas is going to do.
And you've also organized a group of financiers, people who are in the ability to finance these ideas moving forward, to be partners in this as well. There's a lot of banks as well, I see. How is that working? I mean, how does that work? Where do they come in at this point?
So basically, the whole the majority of the support for this initiative has to do with banks. So with my banking background, I approached several of the local banks and said, you know what? What can we do to open up the opportunities for neighborhood businesses, business districts, you know, that all, right now are not bankable? But how can we make them bankable in the near future? So we have a consortium of 13 banks, local banks, that decided, yes, this is something that we desperately need in our community. We're going to throw some money. So it's not just, you know, let's provide, you know, the financial literacy, which is important. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But you can be literate in finance all you want, but if you don't have capital, you know, it's not going to get you anywhere. So the banks are the ones that supported this initiative, along with the Grabs Community Foundation and other foundations that are jumping on board. But it's basically a CRA-led initiative, CRA meaning Community Reinvestment Act, which is, you know, the component of the banking world where they give back to all the markets they serve, including the low to moderate income census tracts.
Beautiful. I love that. So how does one pitch their idea? And I'm just going to say, I went to the website, and I was trying to figure out, what's going on here? Why did they put that picture of you up there?
You know, sometimes when you look at the three directors, you know, you got two that are goofy, and you got the serious guy in the middle. I mean, he means business.
So, yeah, all right, got it.
So all of you that are listening, if you go into 100ideas.startgarden.com, you'll see that picture. You'll see that,
yep.
You know, the guy in the middle, he means business.
He really does, but I'm like going, he is like, let's get this show on the road.
Well, so we are ready.
How does one pitch their ideas in the public, though? You've been doing these public meetings. You have a couple coming up, I understand. And they're in neighborhoods, right? Which
yes.
is where we need to be.
So because we realize, I mean, we are making it so easy that you can go ahead and, you know, upload a video, a 100-second video into our website, 100ideas.startgarden.com. And you can do it through your mobile phone. You can do it through your laptop. But however, we realize that maybe some people don't have access to internet. You know, that's a reality in our community. So what we're trying to do is make it as simple as possible. So yes, we're going to almost on a weekly basis to different neighborhoods, different nonprofits, to make sure that we bring our video camera, we bring our, you know, microphone and our all of our stuff to make sure that you have the ability, you know, to be recorded, and we will upload the video for you. So we'll give you more information on that.
Perfect. So before we go here, there are some public events coming up. Where is the next maybe one or two going to happen?
Well, we have one tonight. We have one tonight at 4 p.m. at the Other Way Ministries on Fulton Street.
Perfect.
And then we'll have another one at Res Lounge on January 25th, which we'll talk more about that.
Awesome. And then before we go, Molly, when's your next event? Let's tell the audience how they
can. January 25th, so you can start your morning at 8:30 at Lions and Rabbits.
You can get all inspired, and that's in the same neighborhood. How
yes.
did this align so beautifully?
Tell me how to get a hold of you, please. I got to say my goodbyes.
All right, we have to say goodbyes. You can find out all about what is happening at Start Garden by going to their site, Start Garden, our 100ideas.startgarden.com, and for yours,
creativemornings.com. And then you'll find Grand
Rapids. One more time?
Creativemornings.com.
Great.
And then, of course, all the stories you're going to read, including our outlook for 2018 from our team at Rapid Growth, is at rapidgrowthmedia.com or go to Facebook for Rapid Growth Media.
Thank you all.